Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, tonight is NXT. We've got a lot going on tonight, including a 25-man over-the-top rope battle royal to determine the next challenger for Trick Williams and his NXT title. We'll tell you about the full NXT show tonight, as well as the Wednesday Dynamite show, which we now have 5 matches / segments announced for. We've also got the Raw report from last night, where a few big things happen. Alpha Academy split, although it's pretty clear to me there's more to come. Drew McIntyre has had enough. He quit. There will be more to come with that. And there will be certainly more to come with the return of Uncle Howdy and what they are calling the Wyatt Six. Not the number six. S-I-C-K-S. The Wyatt Six. Which are different from the AEW Sickos. But nonetheless, they destroyed apparently everybody. I think they murdered everyone. Not quite entirely sure, but we'll tell you what happened on the Raw show last night. And, of course, there is all of the news. The G1 is coming up. AEW is putting a lot of their pay-per-views up on Triller if you want to go back in time and watch some famous AEW pay-per-views of the past. TNA has hired a former WWE executive. So I think TNA is sticking around for a while, but there are changes being made, cuts being made, other people being brought in. Got G1 notes. We got update on Shooter, Shota Umino, and a lot more today. So, a lot to get into, and we will kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Gotta be a disappointing day for a lot of people today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I know what the people want. But they're not going to get it.
Classic Brian Alvarez rant.
Yeah, they want me to be really mad about Uncle Howdy.
Angry, even.
They want me to be mad about Drew McIntyre.
Incensed.
But I'm not mad at either of them yet. Now, let me make this abundantly clear. I have no hope whatsoever for the Wyatt Six. None. I fully expect it is going to be an utter disaster. But
was it the mallet? Was it the mallet making an appearance already?
The mallet kind of saved it for me.
Oh.
When I saw the vintner with that mallet, I was like, all right, I'm going to give this a chance. But here's the thing, everybody. Here's the thing. They showed up at the end of the show, and they murdered everybody.
I think they shot Chad Gable in the temple.
No, it was. Strowman. I think he got shot in the head. He was on the ground. There was a big blood stain on the wall behind where he was at. That's pretty disgusting. But the point is, like, they showed up and they murdered everybody. So, like, I can't be mad about that. Now, what's going to happen next week? Well, I could get very angry then. But there's nothing yet. It was it was the first angle. It just happened. They showed up and they beat people up.
How about if there's a spree? What if there's murders every week? Will you be okay with it then?
Well, here's the thing. Here's why I'm actually going to give it. I'm going to give it a chance. I always do, believe it or not. So let's go back to Clash of the Castle, okay?
All right.
Clash of the Castle is in Scotland.
Yes.
That's a long way away.
It is.
Drew McIntyre is wrestling for the world title against Damian Priest, and they're doing a match, and the referee takes a bump. Suddenly, CM Punk just happens to be there in a ref shirt, runs down, goes to count the pin or whatever. I mean, when you think about it, it's ridiculous. When you think about it, the first thing you think is, this guy went out of his way to buy a ticket to Scotland. He went on Amazon, bought a referee's shirt. He just had a feeling the referee was going to take a bump. So it's like it's stupid when you think about it that way. But they apparently were aware of this. Because they showed footage last night from Clash at the Castle. CM Punk was at the show. Which you could ask why he's at the show, but you know he was at the show. He's one of the wrestlers.
Yeah, doing promotional appearances.
Yeah, he's doing something in Scotland. He's checking out Loch Ness. So he's at the show, and they show him watching the monitor. He's just watching the match. And I gotta say, you know, and some people will get mad at me, but let's just all be honest with ourselves here, including Phil. His acting was appalling, and this is a guy who has actually done films. His acting was so bad. He's watching the screen. He's watching the match. And the referee takes him up, and all of a sudden he goes. And he comes up with a plan. Jessica, I need a ref shirt. Give me your shirt. So I'm going to take my shirt off. Here's another shirt. Okay, whatever. Gets his shirt. He runs down, and he does whatever he does. Now, of course, the question is, your plan was just to run down there and count to two and stop? He's just a troll. Which is fine. That's his character. But the fact is, they showed you. They explained it. They were like, he didn't fly there with a ref shirt expecting a referee bump. He was back there, and he saw what was going on, and he was like, man, this is my chance. And so off he went. Okay. So anyway, the point is, they saw something that didn't make a lot of sense. They tried to make an explanation for it. So now we've got the Wyatt Six. They just killed everybody. So my first question as a viewer is, well, did they kill Hunter? Because I know he was there. We saw him because Drew McIntyre left. He was angry. So we know Paul was in Gorilla. Well, everyone in Gorilla appeared to be dead. So anyway, it's not the angle. It's like, what's the follow-up to the angle? Is Chad Gable in the hospital? Is Braun Strowman among the living? I don't know any of these answers. But hopefully they've got an explanation for this stuff. Hopefully they make it work. I don't want to see no hocus pocus. Do not. But all we have seen so far is that six creeps showed up and killed some people backstage in a backstage attack. And apparently they carry a lot of dry ice with them. That's all I know so far. So how can I get mad about it? It just started. Then the other one, people are like, oh, man, what a stupid Russo angle. Drew McIntyre quits because of the finish of the pay-per-view, and he tells Paul, brother, listen, there's a lot of stupid stuff in wrestling to get mad about. This ain't one of them. He wasn't mad because of the finish, what was booked. That's Vince Russo BS. What he was mad about was that once again, he got screwed by CM Punk and nobody did anything about it. They just let it happen. People are like, oh, well, he called him Paul. Brother, do you watch the show? He's introduced as Paul Levesque half the time. He doesn't like to be called Hunter. It's you guys that want to call him Hunter. He's supposed to be an executive now. He's Paul Levesque.
Trips.
Half the people on the show call him Paul. That's not breaking the fourth wall. That's his name. So anyway, hey, we'll see what happens. I know what's going to happen. I don't know, but...
What's that?
Well, Drew's going to vanish for a while. Punk's going to have some opportunity, and Drew's going to screw him. Get his revenge.
Does it start on Friday where Punk shows up and whether he's cleared or not for real says he is, and then Drew...
I feel that'll be too early.
Okay.
I feel that'd be... But, I mean, they could do that, yeah. But I feel like that would be too early. Like, you just quit.
I wonder if Bronson Reed was underneath all those bodies that were laid out, considering that two-thirds of the Intercontinental title match gimmick deal for Money in the Bank or whatever that they got coming up next week, he was supposed to be a part of, so.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. A lot of Gable on this show. A lot of Gable focused on, and I think that's a good thing. I like the direction that he has been taking. I like the idea of the Creeds at his side at some point, and... You know, he's building into different directions, and one of the best parts about him is nobody likes him. So that actually opens up some doors for him and the Creeds to face, you know, both the Judgment Day if you wanted to, and then, you know, whoever it is, somebody on the flip side of that.
I also got to figure out what they're doing with old Uncle Howdy, because I presume he's Uncle Howdy. But, I mean, if you watched the show last night, I mean, they gave the guy the full Bray Wyatt outfit. They gave him the full Bray Wyatt dreadlocks. They gave him the full Bray Wyatt lantern. He did the full blow out the lantern gimmick. I mean, I was almost thinking, like, are we supposed to believe this is Bray Wyatt? This is
no,
weird.
No.
It was weird.
Nah, it's Uncle Howdy. I mean...
Well, it is Uncle Howdy. That's for
what
sure.
What, are they going to reincarnate Bray? I mean, really? Do you really think that they're going to...
I don't think they'll call him Bray Wyatt, but...
Do you think they're going to tread into anything where they're going to... I don't know about that. I just think this is a extension of that story. If you want to use AI down the line, if that's something the Rotundo / Wyndham family wants to do down the line and reintroduce Bray Wyatt as a character that way, you know, great, I guess. But, you know, from a wrestling point of view, we just got to kind of wait and see here because, again, how is this, all of this spooky, all of this supernatural going to jive with the realities of the show? And is, you know, again, they've brought back blood. They made sure to focus on backstage things. There's a lot of all of these real things that we're supposed to take out of pro wrestling after all of these years. And then we have this big swooping in again of the Wyatt Six. And I don't know.
Tiny here says, are we convinced Bo Dallas is capable of doing the heavy lifting required to make this? Of course not. Of course not. Listen, all due respect, let's look at who this crew is made up of. Bo Dallas, who never really got over. Dexter Lumis, who never really got over. Nikki Cross, who only got over as Nikki Cross, but then when they gave her the spooky gimmick, she never got over. We've got, Joe Gacy, never got over. And we got the Vintner, who never really got over, although I love the Vintner. I mean, this is a tough hill to climb. This is a very difficult hill to climb. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk more about Raw later, but with the future of an all-inclusive streaming service apparently some time away, AEW's made important parts of its history, past pay-per-views, available for purchase on Triller. Announced on Tuesday, fans can now purchase past pay-per-views, either a la carte or by packs by complete year. Dating back to the company's, it says here, beginning in 2018, which is basically 2018.
All-in show?
All-in, Double or Nothing, All-Out, Full Gear, Fighter Fest, and Fight for the Fallen. That was in 2018. What? What? Have I lost my mind here?
I don't know. What was the first one-off pay-per-view?
That must be a typo there.
I don't know.
But anyway, they got 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. Hey, listen, I'm all for the pay-per-views and everything like that, but what I want is the TV. I want to go back and be able to do 5 years ago in AEW, or 10 years ago at some point, so we can see, you know, how things have changed. Because we all have memories of how things have changed, but have they really changed the way that we have thought?
My memory is I was right about All In being 2018, so that's what that is, that one pay-per-view.
And I think that was...
With chat's telling me I'm right, I'm taking that as a W.
Well, if the chat's telling you you're right, then probably
wrong. Well, it's the Twitch chat, not the YouTube chat, so.
Mm. TNA has also hired former WWE executive. Anthem Sports Entertainment announced Monday, Rob Kligman is the company's new chief revenue officer. Kligman is the company's new officer. He's been the WWE vice president of global digital integrated sponsorship sales from 2014 to 2021. Spent the last 3 years VP of marketing operations and sales for GeForce. He also worked for USA Today and Sports Illustrated. That's quite a resume. His responsibilities will include driving revenue, increasing sponsorship, developing strategic partnerships for both TNA and Invicta. So they're moving on. They're moving on. Had to get rid of some folks, you know. Some people quit, but they're moving on. We'll see what he can do. Thank you, Mike.
I talked about this story yesterday. What do you want me to tell
you? What are you talking about? Didn't even have a show yesterday.
I had a show yesterday because you didn't have a show yesterday.
You had a show yesterday, huh?
I did. Hmm. I did. No show tomorrow, by the way, folks. No show.
Actually, funny you should mention that. There is no Observer Live tomorrow.
Okay.
But at the exact same time that Observer Live normally airs, It will be Figure Four Daily with myself and Tom Lawler.
Ooh.
And Lance Storm.
Whoa!
We're doubling up, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Me and Tom and Lance for an hour.
What a trios team. Can you take on
yes.
the Bang Bang Gang?
You can watch it live. Video.f4wonline.com. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
We're going to talk about... We got Lance to watch WWE Speed, the new tournament, the one that just aired. So me and Tom and Lance are going to talk WWE Speed. And in fact, if you want to join us, you could also watch the entire WWE Speed tournament in what I estimate to be 12 minutes because it is a speed tournament. There's, I don't even know how many matches there are, but not really. It's
12.
No, there's no way it's 12. I think it's, might just start with the semifinals. It might be quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. That seems too many. I don't know.
2018.
I love how people are like stubborn and, you know, they won't try something. I will not watch a 3 to 5 minute. Really, you should because it was awesome.
Oh, wait, you have a lot of nerve. You make fun of people's decisions all the time, especially when it comes to food where you will not try something.
I don't make fun of people's decisions. What are you talking about? Are you talking about pork chops?
Anything.
Nonsense. The pork chop thing is merely anyone who thinks that pork chops are the greatest meal. 4 matches total, by the way.
Mm.
Four matches.
No.
Finals. semifinals. What's the fourth match? I guess I got it. Okay, so it starts with the semifinals, then they do the finals, and the winner gets a shot at Ricochet. I got it.
There it is. Yes.
Four matches. Yeah. Dude, these speed tournaments are the best. The 3-minute matches, I mean, it's just like boom, 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 all action. It's a lot of fun. You can watch on the treadmill and be done with the entire tournament in 12 minutes. I very much enjoy the speed tournament.
Well, now you actually have something to judge it against, too, because now we are in the BC AD era of Ricochet. Did Ricochet make that show? Did he make most of the speed tournament? Now we can find out what happens here in the future.
Well, this was pre-recorded, everybody, and so the finals are Ricochet versus whoever wins his third speed tournament, and the match is taking place. I mean, it's not like spoilers, but just watch it, everybody, crying out loud. New Japan has shared details, upcoming tournaments, to determine the final two spots in the G1. So the way it's going to work is there's an A block and a B block. For the A block, it's Chase Owens versus Yoshihashi and Yujiro versus Callum Newman. These matches take place on June 22nd. The winners of those matches face Ishii and Kenta respectively. So Ishii and Kenta, they get byes. And then the semifinal winners will advance to the finals on July 5th. B block is Toru Yano and Oleg Bolton, Kojima and TJP. And the winners of those two matches face Tanahashi and Taichi on July 3rd. Semifinal winners advance to the finals. And then the G1 begins on July 20th, wraps up on August 18th. No John Moxley in the G1 tournament this year, despite him being the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, unless he loses it at some point. But that is the lineup. And they've also got an update on old Shota Umino. He's hurt.
Yeah, he is.
He has a strained, it says L45 disc.
What?
How many? Got a lot of typos of late.
33 and a third.
He has a strained L45? Is he a snake? How many vertebrae does this guy have? Anyway, he's got a strained disc and also a hip fracture. That one sucks. So,
a full of Asher and a L45.
Yeah. Injured in a match with Rocky Romero, which was actually on the AEW show. Doc Samson talked to him. Umino did walk out on his own with a fractured hip. So he is out of action there for a little while.
Yeah, that sucks. Because much like MJF breaking his hip, and I mean, to have hip injuries, one thing, obviously knees and elbows and things like that, they can come back and get you later on in life. But, you know, hips for an athlete, especially for a pro wrestler, you know, kind of important. And, well, hopefully everything works out okay and he's back, you know, fully healed and ready to go here.
We've got AEW and Reebok collaborating together for another set of sneakers. These for Brody Lee. Going to be released through Champs Sports, both online and in stores. Purple and black motif, model after the Dark Order, $90. So I think when the Young Bucks, when their shoes came out, I think it was like 3,000 of them. They sold out in about a week or so. So I presume these will go quickly as well. But he passed away at 41, December 2020. So if you want to get some rare Brody Lee Reebok classic leather, it says here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to check those out soon.
No fake stuff. No filler here.
Asuka had knee surgery. Went to the hospital. I hope so. According to Asuka, the surgery, excluding preparation, lasted 90 minutes. She was discharged. Wasn't able to walk on her own afterwards. She says,
it would have been a hell of a story if she was.
The doctor told me, well, sometimes it depends on the surgery. Sometimes you walk out. Doctor told me the surgery was a success. She says, my knee hurts, but I can take painkillers and I'm fine.
Well, if you do it responsibly, you can.
Let's do it responsibly.
I didn't at all.
And we've got a bunch of ratings notes here. Clash of the Castle, Go Home Edition of SmackDown did, quite frankly, a terrible number. 1.959 million viewers. at a .52, way down. It did go head-to-head with Game 4 of the NBA Finals, which did a 2.82 rating and 9.6 million viewers. So it's like a really big number, but it's not as big as some of these, you know, NBA final numbers have been. And they were both airing on Friday. Probably didn't help, but not a good number. The Rampage show actually did fine. 334,000 viewers and a .12, which is the biggest number they've done in probably 6 weeks or so. And they were also going head-to-head with, I guess actually it was a blowout. So by the time Rampage came on, people had perhaps given up on the game. And then Collision on Saturday did 431,000 and a .13. So also the best numbers that show has done in a while. And really, they just had the Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, which actually did a .86 in 18-49.
Yeah, well, look, both of those series could have ended in those games. They ended up not happening, and we ended up having, you know, more games last night and tonight and everything. But both Dynamite and NXT, I'm very interested in seeing what numbers they do this week, because for all the battles going back and forth and NXT trying to get, you know, people who are rooting for NXT, rooting against AEW, the fact of the matter is NXT dropped 50,000 people too and did not beat AEW in the 18-49. And I was surprised both shows were down as much as they were. So we'll see what happens.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. So we got to NXT tonight. June 18, 2024, for those of you keeping track. Kalani Jordan defends the North American title against Meechan. Roxanne and Lola Vice versus Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson versus JC Jane and Jasmine Nix in a three-way. We will hear from Oba Femi. Always a fun day when we get to hear from Oba Femi. And then we have the 25-man number one contenders battle royal to decide Trick Williams' next NXT Heavyweight Championship challenger, which will open the NXT TV show on June 18, 2024. Got it?
Got it.
Multiple locker rooms involved, it says.
Mm-hmm.
So who could that be?
Joe.
Gotta be somebody from... Why do you keep saying Joe Hendry?
Gotta be Joe Hendry.
Why?
Because when the music hits, everybody's going to know it's Joe Hendry. And he's going to come out, and he's going to sing, and it's going to be great. And I want Joe Hendry to be there. Who is it going to be? The music hits, and out comes who? Steve Maclin. Out comes Moose, because he wants more titles. No, it's got to be Joe Hendry. Who else could it be, Brian?
I mean, it could be an entire roster full of people, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Like who? Put your money on one. Have some confidence in somebody.
Jeff Hardy.
Really?
I don't know. It's possible.
He runs in, dances his way in.
Yeah, dances his way in, dances his way out.
Right out.
Yeah. And then we have got tomorrow's AEW.
You leave WWE one more time through the crowd at the Performance Center.
We have got MJF versus Roosh. Opening the show commercial free.
I love it. I don't care what you say about it being on a pay-per-view, and yes, I would pay for it on a pay-per-view as well, too. But in the situation they're in right now, score a big, massive, crazy rating by having these two guys beat the hell out of each other for 15 straight minutes. I'm all for this.
By the way, you guys realize that Roosh can't work this pay-per-view, right? Is everybody aware of that?
Is that why he's not on there? There you go.
That's why it's not on the pay-per-view.
Perfect. Put
and
it on
I've
TV.
I've seen a lot online of, oh... Man, this MJF keeping him off the pay-per-view. First off, MJF ain't making these decisions. It's Tony.
Really? It's not the executive.
I'm sure MJF has a lot of influence, but, you know, Tony's the one that makes the decisions.
Keep Roosh off the show? Yeah, right.
And Roosh can't work Forbidden Door. So it's not an angle for another match at Forbidden Door. He can't work the show, so they're doing it here.
Why is this so difficult for folks? Why do people think that MJF is such a... political strategist backstage where he and Roosh have the heat? You know, keep him off the pay-per-view, but I'll definitely face him on TV. Come on now.
And then we've got a title eliminator, Matt. Actually, we have a series of title eliminators.
All right. What do we got?
Sometimes you just stop talking at an inopportune time. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I want to make some salmon today, but I got to find out if we have a glass... Anyway.
Well, how you doing? Are you grilling it?
I'm going to put it in the oven.
All right. Are you actually, like, going to soak it first in something?
I got some ideas here, but we got to talk about this Wednesday Dynamite.
Maple glaze.
The Young Bucks versus the Acclaimed in a title eliminator match. And also, Okada will have a title eliminator match. But for reasons unknown, probably they haven't come up with anybody yet. We don't know who that's going to be with. We are still waiting. Mark Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, Orange Cassidy, Dante Martin versus Roderick Strong, Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, and Zack Sabre Jr. in what is billed as a all-star eight-man banger.
Mark Briscoe better get the win here.
And we've got... No, Kyle Fletcher should beat him if anybody wins.
He already beat him once.
I know. Do it again, brother.
I don't like this.
Actually, you can set up something else for... you could have Orange pin Zack, and then Zack beats him at the pay-per-view. Or whatever. But anyway, we got Tony Storm, Mina Shirakawa. Actually, I don't think anybody of note is going to pin anybody of note in that match. So Dante Martin. I think
Sorry,
we know
brother.
Why he's there. It's be obvious here. Tony Storm, Mina Shirakawa will do a contract signing.
Boobs will be thrust up against, I'm sure.
And Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay will go face to face.
What about the learning tree? Forgot about that one, didn't you?
What's on the learning tree?
The tree is facing Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn, are they not?
Oh, really?
I believe so. I thought that was part of this.
I don't see that on this lineup right here. That could be
Thank
for collision.
God, maybe cooler heads and smarter
heads.
No,
that could be for collision next week, brother.
Jesus.
Come on.
Get that out.
The learning tree needs to be on every show. They must have more TV time.
Oh, my, will you stop?
Yeah, who is it, the tree and Brian Keith? Why do you have a problem with that match?
Nothing but saps.
I'm excited. That was horrible, Mike. That was horrible. Seth Rollins returned on Raw. I did not miss his song one bit, but they sang it for a long time. And essentially what happened is Damian Priest came out and said, you know what? I wanted to beat you for the title when I cashed in because I wanted to say I beat Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. And therefore, he says, forget about all these ladders coming up and these briefcases and all this other crap. I challenge you to a title match at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Seth said, wait a second. What are you trying to pull here? Priest says nothing. The Judgment Day doesn't even know I'm out here. I just want to give you this shot. And so Seth accepts, and that's the match for Money in the Bank. So very clearly, I mean, you can watch this show. It's obvious. I mean, Priest is, we've been talking about this for months and months and months. When this split finally happens, Priest is going top babyface. I mean, he's already at the top, but he's doing a lot of things without their consent, and this was one of them.
Can I throw something by you?
No.
Okay.
Yes, you may.
All right. Do you think it is possible that if done right by the end of summer, if you wanted to, if the crowd decided to take it in this direction, that Drew McIntyre couldn't be the most popular guy on the Raw roster and CM Punk be the most hated person on the Raw roster?
Well, I thought that was the way they were going when I watched the Clash of the Castle, but it was very clear on Monday that's not the way they're going.
No, I know it. I know
Drew is still a heel and Punk is still a babyface.
We have seen the fans take things in different directions before, and considering that Drew and Punk could both very easily on a dime switch in the other direction, I'm curious about that, the way things keep going, because you really have put Drew McIntyre in the ultimate really sympathy position here. And granted, he's been a prick about the whole thing, and there's always things you can throw against him here, but he's also put himself in a position where if things maybe don't go well with Damian Priest on the babyface side, you could very easily see Drew McIntyre in that role. At least I could.
We had Chad Gable versus Braun Strowman, glorified squash. Strowman just killed this guy. And then afterwards, Chad demanded Alpha Academy get in the ring. He blamed them for everything. And he ends up telling Maxine to get out of here, slaps Tozawa. Otis hears it. Otis gets right in Chad's face, shoves him down hard, and then they all leave together. And later they pack their bags, and Otis tells him, we're done, and they leave. Somehow Dave believed they were really done. I don't think they're really done.
I don't think so.
We had an explanation. Finn is talking to Damian Priest. Damian Priest, why did you steal that Liv hotel room key last week? And he says, I'm just trying to protect Dom. It's gone, taken care of. It's in the trash. And Priest says, well, you got a Money in the Bank qualifier. What's going to happen when you win that thing? Finn goes, I'm going to cash it in and win the title. From Cody. They all have a laugh. And then Dom says, and I quote, is he five? I can't find my purple cow vest. Can't tell you how many times I've heard that from Hanale. I can't find my purple cow vest, Daddy. And Carlito says, I bet you left it in Liv's room. And he laughs and they chew out Carlito, saying that's not funny. They send him out for his match. We had Io, Kiana, and Zelina, Money in the Bank qualifier. And Io pins Kiana, gets the win. So, second week in a row, Io has won a match, and then she gets really furious afterwards in the back. But that's mostly because Damage Control lost.
I guess they're setting up Zelina and Liv Morgan, but I mean, I don't know why Kiana James was like sacrificed there. I mean, it would have made more sense, I think, to, you know, you could have had a distraction there and have Zelina rolled up instead of what they did, but who knows.
Then we had a long segment to set up Braun versus Sheamus with Sammy on commentary in a number one contenders match, which happened later. We had Shane and Zoe talking to Albin Isla, which was pretty much exactly what we talked about on the pay-per-view review this weekend. Story is, and they brought this up, Shane says, you guys are the champs, but you know what? The ref didn't see it, but I tapped out Jade. And so we should be next in line for the titles. And then obviously on SmackDown, Jade and Bianca are going to argue that, well, you never beat us, so we should be in line for the titles. Carlito versus Dragon Lee. Everybody and their mother ran down. JD crotches Lee. Carlito hits the backstabber, pins Dragon Lee. That was a sad day. We had Kayden and Katana beating Dakota and Kairi. This is like a big win for Kayden and Katana. But it was like a short nothing happening match, and it was just like, what was the point? They won, and it made EO mad. Things need to change, or she'll change it herself. Then we had Braun Breaker and Sheamus. Sammy on commentary. So the match is like a lot of fun. They beat the heck out of each other. But then we have a stupid finish. Ludwig Kaiser just runs in, attacks Sheamus for the DQ. And I'm a little bit steaming. I'm a little livid, steaming mad. But then they do this post-match where they're brawling outside and Kaiser beats up Sheamus and he puts Sheamus' leg against the steps. He's going to run around the ring and he's going to dropkick the leg in the steps like he's done several times. So Braun's already been, you know, he's halfway up the aisle. He's on his way to the back. And so Kaiser puts a leg there and he starts running. And Braun is on the ramp and he looks down and he sees this guy running. And he can't help himself. It's like a track meet. So he starts sprinting. And like Ludwig's already halfway around the ring and Braun is not even close to the ring. But this dude, Braun, he sprints down the aisle. He sprints around the ring. And he sprints his way into a spear on Kaiser, cutting him off on the floor. I have no... We were watching that the second part of Who Killed WCW, and they show all these shots of Goldberg spearing people and talking about how, you know, man, Goldberg was hurting people left and right. I don't think Goldberg ever speared anybody as hard as Braun Strowman speared this poor guy, sprinting. I mean, my God, he killed this guy.
Kennesaw State, baby, 25 miles an hour.
I think he was running about 40 for this quick sprint. But then Braun shoved Sammy, they had a pull apart. I mean, this was amazing. And then we had a poor Dom. Runs into Liv. He wants the vest back. She says, you got to take it off me. He starts slowly unzipping it. That's right when old Priest walks around the corner. What are you doing? So he runs off, and Priest says, leave the guy alone. He wants nothing to do with you. And she says, he wants everything to do with me. And a segment where Karrion Kross challenges Woods or Kofi. And they respond. But the key to the challenge is Kofi keeps talking over Woods. And he accepts the match when Woods was gonna. Woods is mad. But he acts like everything is cool. And then Jey Uso, Finn Balor, Rey Mysterio, three-way Money in the Bank qualifier. Jey Uso got the win when he pinned Finn Balor after Strowman ran down to beat up the Judgment Day. And then that's when the lights went out. And old Uncle Howdy and his crew, these creeps, they killed everybody. Murdered them. Dead. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer. I got a conspiracy theory.
All right.
I don't believe it, but I just thought about it for a second. Mm-hmm. So we were talking during the break. Someone updated Chad Gable's Wikipedia and enlisted his day of death as yesterday because he was murdered by Uncle Howdy and his crew. So he had a pay-per-view this weekend, and he lost. And then he got squashed by Braun Strowman.
He did.
And then his group broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was murdered.
Yeah. Bad week.
What if he was lying last weekend when he said he re-signed?
Ooh.
What if he is dead?
Oh.
What if we never see him on WWE again?
Oh, my God. It's like Ricochet.
I actually presume he has re-signed, but...
Actually, I mean, he confirmed that he did.
Well, I know he did, but he could have been lying.
Well, I guess so.
To get people thinking he's going to win the title.
Look, here's the interesting thing to me. Chad Gable is talking about you can't walk out on family. You can't walk out on family. I have a feeling that he's going to hold this against Otis and Maxine down the line as a reason to bring in the Creeds. I needed some help. You walked away from your family, and I was murdered. I got shot in the temple. But also, Braun Strowman being one of the people that was noticeably laid out there, I mean... He's got his history with the Wyatt family as well, too, so I wonder where they're going to go with all of this, all of these tricks.
Well, you know what, everybody? The fact of the matter is he wasn't really murdered. He just got beat up and he was bloody backstage. You ever watched a Cody match?
No, really.
He was better off than Dustin Rhodes was on Rampage a couple of weeks ago.
That man can bleed.
So at the end of the day, I think they'll all be fine for next week.
Probably.
But it was a violent beating.
Yeah.
And now I got to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to be back later on tonight. Brian and Vinny show. I believe it's WWF Wrestling Challenge, I think number 17.
Hell yeah.
You can check out the front page, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Granny will be there, and plenty more. So that's it. We're going to wrap it up for today. We will see you after a while. Wrestling Observer Live.